All right, so today we're diving into something pretty unique. Her name is Saffron.
Yeah, this John Walker book.
Exactly. It's about this woman, Saffron, but it's also about, well, saffron. Like the spice.
That's what caught my eye, too. I mean, what an interesting concept, right? To use a spice as a metaphor for a person.
Right. So before we get into it, I just want to say, for anyone listening who hasn't read the book yet, we're going to be talking about some excerpts, but no spoilers, promise.
Definitely. Just a taste to pique your curiosity.
Okay, so first impressions. What do you think about this whole saffron thing?
Honestly, pretty clever. I mean, saffron is super rare, right? Like the most expensive spice in the world.
Yeah, it's like liquid gold or something.
Exactly. And it takes so much work to harvest, too. You have to pick all those tiny little stigmas from thousands of flowers just to get a tiny amount. But then the flavor it adds is just...
wow.
Intense.
Yeah, and unique. Like nothing else tastes like saffron.
And that's kind of how John Walker portrays this woman, Saffron, in the book.
Right? Yeah, totally. From what we've read, she's not just beautiful. She's also got this inner strength and grace that makes her stand out.
Like in that scene where she confronts the merchant, right?
Yeah, she completely shuts him down. But she does it with such dignity, you almost feel sorry for the guy.
Almost. But it shows how she uses her strength not to bully, but to protect.
It's like she's this force of nature, just like the saffron flower pushing up through the harsh desert soil.
It's funny you say that, because I was thinking about how she finds beauty in everything. Remember those lines about the sunlight and the children's laughter?
Yeah, it's like she doesn't just see the world differently. She makes everyone around her see it differently, too.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this book. It's not just about one woman. It's about how even small acts of kindness and grace can make a huge difference.
Yeah, remember that line about the book being a celebration of human connection and the profound beauty of the soul? Pretty powerful stuff.
It really is. And the way Walker writes, it's so evocative. He uses these incredible metaphors and imagery that just pull you right in.
Yeah, I was thinking about that scene where she's struggling with that decision. You really feel her internal conflict, but it's not over the top dramatic.
It feels real.
Right. Like even someone as amazing as Saffron has moments of doubt.
Makes you think about your own inner Saffron.
Totally. Like, how can we be more like her? How can we cultivate that same strength and grace in our own lives?
Big questions, huh?
The best kind.
I gotta say, I'm really enjoying this deep dive.
Me too. John Walker really hit the mark with this one.
Agreed. For anyone listening, I highly recommend checking out Her Name's a Saffron. You won't be disappointed.
It's more than just a read. It's an experience.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up here.
Until next time.
Keep those saffron metaphors coming. You never know where they might lead you.
That's for sure.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
See ya.